President Bush ended a difficult week with a major legislative victory this weekend. The House and the Senate yesterday passed a sweeping $1.35 trillion tax cut, helping to fulfill a cornerstone of Mr. Bush's presidential campaign last year. The tax bill passed both chambers with Democratic support. But the victory came only days after Vermont Senator James Jeffords announced he was leaving the Republican Party. And with his departure, the Republicans will lose control of the Senate for the first time since 1994. For the moment, however, Republican Senator Don Nichols of Oklahoma could boast of providing relief for American taxpayers.
A lot of taxpayers are going to get $300 this year, individuals. Couples are going to get $600. They'll see a check in the mail in the next few months for that. All taxpayers will have a reduction in their rate, usually of about 3%, effective July 1. So they're going to see a tax cut that's going to allow them to keep more of their own money. So I think that's a very positive development, good for our economy and certainly good for taxpayers.
But Democratic Senator Kent Conrad of North Dakota denounced the measure and 11th-hour Republican tactics on Capitol Hill that altered some key components of the bill.
In the dark of night, in a closed room, they dramatically increased the tax relief going to the very wealthiest among us. They've taken this from a tax bill that gave 33% of the benefit to the wealthiest 1% to a tax package that gives nearly 40% of the benefit to the wealthiest 1%. Those are people earning, on average, $1.1 million a year.
For the president, there was something for everybody in the bill: the immediate tax refunds at all levels of income, a doubling of the $500 per child tax credit, a gradual rise in the estate tax exemption before repealing the tax entirely in 2010, and increases on limits to 401k retirement plans. Mr. Bush held an impromptu pep rally at the White House yesterday following the votes. He praised the measure and struck a bipartisan chord in praising both Republicans and Democrats for moving the bill through Congress.
Tax relief was the right thing to do, and it is the responsible thing to do for the American people and for our economy. I once again thank and applaud the members of Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, who joined together to get results on behalf of the American people.
NPR's Don Gagne covers the White House and joins us on the phone. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
The president sounds like a happy man.
Yeah, maybe a relieved man after what was really quite a week at the White House, a week that didn't exactly, you know, follow the script that they'd planned. Getting the tax cut done was certainly the happy part of all of it for the president. He'd hoped to have it done before the holiday weekend began, when it would have captured maybe a bit more attention from the public. Nevertheless, this is the biggest tax cut in two decades. It comes, you know, roughly 4 months after Inauguration Day, and the president is very glad to have it. It's been his administration's prime legislative effort so far, and we're going to hear him talking, you know, for a long time to come about promises made and promises kept on the tax issue.
There is some immediate tax relief here, but a lot of these tax breaks are phased in or they're delayed and don't really hit their full potential till nearly the end of the decade, and then they promptly die in 2011, the tax credit for children, the marriage tax reduction, and so forth. With so much of this backloaded and not set to last all that long, does the administration stand to gain a lot of public goodwill with the tax cut?
Well, we'll see, I guess. You know, you are correct. Much of what does kick in right away, in fact, was not part of the president's initial plan. But he has increasingly, you know, since his election, talked about tax cuts as a way to stimulate the economy. That's prompted critics to say, you know, you're not going to do that with a bunch of cuts that take years to go into effect. So the president has supported, and Congress now passed, some of the things we heard Senator Nichols ticking off just a few minutes ago to get some money into people's pockets right now. But you're right, the bulk of it is backloaded and being spread out over a decade. Ultimately, because it takes so long to go into effect, is subject to change by future Congresses in the years ahead.
Democratic leaders are attacking the tax bill, yet enough of them voted with the president to pass it handily. So where does that leave Democrats in terms of the future? They can kind of share the credit in a sense now and then point blame later?
Right. They'll be watching the polls, too, you know, because people have said they maybe want a tax cut, but they also want to make sure there's enough of a surplus left over to deal with Social Security reform and education priorities and things like health care reforms. The president uttered those words yesterday. The check is in the mail. He's hoping that that will be really good news to the public. But the real test, though, is long-term, and this is what the Democrats are really looking at, what it means for revenues coming into the government and what that will force Congress to do in terms of setting spending levels for various things that the public views is very important. Democrats can say that they worked with the president on this, and they'll also say they managed to temper at least some of what they see are the most damaging features of it. But ultimately, I think this is the president's baby and that he and the Republicans will get the credit or the blame down the road.
As you mentioned, this victory takes place with a backdrop of a real political disaster this week, the fall of the Senate to the Democrats. What's the White House doing about that? How are they handling that?
They're pressing ahead. They say leadership may have changed in the Senate, but it's the same 100 senators there, that they've gotten Democratic votes for things so far and that they'll continue to do so in the future. They're also trying to deflect criticism that they should have seen it coming. But the reality is they know they're going to have to deal with Democrats in much more significant ways in the months ahead.
And in just a second or two, what's next on the president's agenda now that taxes are past us?
Energy, education reform, the faith-based initiative, getting some judicial nominees confirmed, and the nature of the debate on that will all be very different with Democrats chairing committees. Also, the president travels to California this week, which has not exactly been friendly political territory for him.
NPR's Don Gagne. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.